Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You can go to Funky Buddha tonight. And if you say the name Lad McConkey to any of the bartenders, they'll hit you over the head with a bottle and drag you outside.
Lad McConkey.
I have peppered Ryan from Funky Buddha with texts on some very foul derivatives of Lad McConkey since that Chargers game.
Put your money on Lad.
Can you imagine? I made a prop bet parlay on Lad McConkey, a guy I'd never heard of, because the guy, Ryan Sense, who told me Mike Gesicki 2 seasons ago was going to have a breakout first game for the Dolphins because they were hiding him during preseason.
Yeah.
That's the guy I listened to about Lad freaking McConkey.
You know mine, Spencer Dinwiddie. That's who I lost my mortgage on one time. Dinwiddie's going crazy tonight. He's been on 9 teams in 4 years.
Well, if you want to go to Funky Buddha tonight and watch a little Monday Night Football, it's a great spot to watch. Place was jammed for Panthers game this afternoon. And Dan Day will be there tonight hosting trivia. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Always a fun spot. I did live bet the Dodgers during this commercial break. They're down 6-0 in the third. I live bet them at +700, little 10% profit boost. And, you know, we'll take a flyer. I'll watch the end of the game now, see if the Dodgers can mount some sort of comeback.
They got some bats now.
They have some bats.
Yes.
And listen, there's a lot of baseball still to be played there. So. See what happens.
I'm not trailing now with no hawk.
I don't blame it. I'm doing it for the sake of being open and honest with everybody, is to know why I'm a loser gambler, because I bet the Dodgers down 6-0.
Okay. I'm cheering for you, bucko.
I appreciate it. I can't even understand the graphics on the broadcast. Does it mean the bases are loaded?
Yellow. It got to be yellow.
Yeah, they're all yellow. Yeah, the Mets have the bases loaded right now.
They do.
How many outs? The little
two outs. Two outs. But all the bases are yellow. Well, I need them to get out of this jam. Or else it's going to go up to like +1100. I may bet them again.
Double down. You're already in.
If you like them at +700, you'll love them at +1200.
Uh oh.
All right, let's start. We have a very abbreviated show today. We only got on the air around 4:10 or so because the Panthers had a little Columbus Day matinee, and so we've got a couple hours to spend with you today. We're down to our final hour, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Not only did the Panthers play today, they beat the Boston Bruins again. Big win for the Cats, who had lost 2 straight to begin their road trip after beating the Bruins to open up the season. Sam Reinhart put the Cats up once at 2-1, and then he put them up for good later on, 3-2. And then they would end up scoring a fourth goal, and then the Bruins would get a third. But Reinhart became the third player in Panthers history to score a power play goal and shorthanded goal in the same game multiple times. He joins Alexander Barkov.
Put him down, Knack! Put him down, Knack! Got out of that jam, Knack! Their pitcher.
Knack.
Knack. It was a big out, Knack.
Paddywhack.
That's right, Jimmy.
Here was Sam Reinhart's second goal today.
Gives to Patra, then Lindholm. Patra again, right side at the half boards. Reinhart took it away. Maybe a two-on-one coming back with Jesper Boqvist. Reinhart up that left side to the circle. Reinhart to the front of the net. Jesper Boqvist to whack at it. Reinhart, and he scores from out the top of the goal crease. It was Reinhart jamming away, and the Panthers get a shorthanded goal and take a 3-2 lead.
Ah, do I love the sounds of Doug Plagans on the radio, man.
He is so good. Good voice.
So the big news today in our football world, Mike McDaniel confirmed Tua Tagovailoa will play football again this year.
All right.
His decision.
Yeah, and it's not a surprise. And like no. I said last week, I don't believe Tua ever wanted to go on IR. I think they probably did it, said, we're doing this, you don't have a say in this. And again, probably the right decision. Gives over 5 weeks to 6 weeks, really, to make an educated decision and get all the proper information. But I think he would have been back sooner, left to his own devices.
I had this conversation too. Damar Hamlin's heart stopped, and he's the one that hit Tua. Is that worse, better, more dangerous? Because a lot of people tell Damar Hamlin to retire too.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you could go down the roster. That Chris Olave went out with another concussion this weekend. Someone said that's his fourth in like two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to hear anybody call for Chris Olave to stop playing football. Maybe they are. I don't know. But I know it is exacerbated with Tua because, A, he's, I think, one of the most popular players in the league.
And
like he was super recognizable coming out of Alabama. Everybody felt bad when he had the hip injury. Like he's got a lot of notoriety with him, and it's happened to him before. So, but you could go down the roster of every team and say, you know what? This guy probably shouldn't be playing football anymore. This guy probably shouldn't be playing football anymore. I get it. I get it. It's a dangerous, brutal game.
I was watching the Bucks game. You know, I'm a Bucks fan. Watching Bucks Saints. I saw Chris Olave's injury. He goes up in the end zone. The guy, you know, throws him to the ground. His head hits. He sits straight up, shakes his head. He stands up, takes his helmet off. The trainers walk him off the field. He's talking to him. That was a concussion. He had a concussion. He's diagnosed with a concussion. Tua gets a concussion, and he fences up, and he lays on the ground.
No, it's different. It looks different. It feels different. It doesn't – when it happens to Olave, you don't get sick to your stomach. I get it. I watch Tua, and I get sick to my stomach when you see the hands in that fencing motion.
But you, Connor, and I give you credit with credit to do. You told me it's not on my personal opinion of how bad it looks. It's on the doctors to say if Tua's body – response to a concussion is different than Chris Olave's body response to a concussion. Does that make Tua worse, or does that make me feel bad about it? Because those were two concussions that happened on the football field. Chris Olave, I feel no emotion behind his concussion like I do Tua's.
Man, this Ohtani stinks.
I don't think that's
struck out again. I mean, hey, how about you make a little contact, Shohei?
Looking too.
I think he like drove in six. I think he had six RBIs the other night.
Well, why don't you get six tonight?
Hey, but to your point, man, Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. He suffered a concussion. That was scary. I know it's not the fencing reaction, but he took a big pop, got up, and then stumbled back down to the ground. It was a scary scene and had to be taken off the field. But to your point, Hawk, like I'm not saying.
But the problem is Tua does that all the time, right? So in that one game, remember he stumbled back to the huddle. That wasn't even a concussion, by the way. Like I know exactly what Crowder's saying. It's like people do get concussions all the time. His always seemed to look, you know, like Marvin Harrison Jr. Like it caught your eye because you don't normally see that. But what if you see it every season with the same guy?
That's yes. Yeah. If we looked, I guarantee there were 20, 30 concussions yesterday in the NFL.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
But we don't feel the way about those guys like we do about Tua.
He's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's got a great personality. Like, there's a lot at play here.
But Hawk, if any of them were fencing poses, that would be on ESPN today.
Probably. This Dave Roberts, he's doing an in-game interview with Ken Rosenthal. Hey, how about you manage your team back from down 6-0 and worry about Ken Rosenthal later? Okay, Dave?
Don't we have a history with Ken Rosenthal on this show?
No, I don't think so.
Do we?
No.
We have people on sometime, and they're terrible or they hate us. I don't know if he's ever come on before.
No, I don't think Ken Rosenthal's ever been on. He's a legendary. You know, he wears the bow tie. He's a legendary baseball broadcaster. But no, I don't think we have any history with him.
There's an NBA guy that hates us. When I see him on TV, I shake my head.
Oh, the Pelicans guy.
Joel Myers.
Big light-skinned black dude. Oh, Myers. And another one came on the show.
Who's the light-skinned black dude that doesn't like us?
He came on the show one time and we were joking around and he kind of like checked us. He was like, I don't know if this is the right time.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Who was that?
It's funny. He's on ESPN at times now and I see him and I laugh every single time I see him.
I do remember that.
I don't know why this would be funny to you guys. Because it's funny. Like, we're laughing.
Everything's funny to us.
Literally
nothing that's not funny to us.
He just wouldn't laugh. He wouldn't play any other jokes. We did two more segments on how much we hate him and he's boring.
Not Spiro Ditas, because he was just boring.
Spiro Ditas. It's not him. I gotta think of his name.
So the Lions rocked the Cowboys yesterday on Jerry Jones' birthday. You guys saw the videos of him in the suite just looking miserable. He also said today he's not considering a coaching change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. They got to get through this season and then make some tough decisions because they looked terrible. By the way, that Aiden Hutchinson, did you see him? Oof. He's done. Like, that was brutal. Yeah. He is so good, too.
But Mike McCarthy doesn't have a contract after this season.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the season will be over. They'll be done with him. Yeah. They got to figure out what they're doing with Dak. They just gave him a ton of money. I had something. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it today, but it was, I think CBS Sports did the 7 worst contracts in the NFL right now.
Hmm.
And obviously, Deshaun Watson. Is number one by a mile. And these are some other ones. And it includes Dak and Tua.
But is it all reactionary off what's going on with the team currently? Because you think about it, Dak.
Yeah.
Dallas got their butt whooped. Tua's out, and Deshaun Watson's terrible, and the Browns are terrible.
That's their point in the column. It's like you gave Tua all this money, and you don't know if he can remain healthy. Like, you know, it's nothing revolutionary. It's what we talked about before he had the contract, after we had the contract, before he was fencing, after he was fencing.
Because golf is worth it. All the guys that got paid are worth it if that team is doing well because the money is being paid off. Yeah. Whew. What about Jalen Hurt? They don't look that good.
They don't look good. I don't know what his contract situation is, though.
He got a bunch of damn money, too. Yeah, no. I get it. Right now, there's no argument that Tua money is not being well spent as he's sitting on the sideline.
Omar Kelly wrote a column in the Sun Sentinel over the weekend that said, is the Tua, what is the, let's see what the headline was. Because I thought it was interesting. Are we approaching the end of the Tua era? Meaning, essentially, do you have to, let's say they have a decent draft pick. They kind of are trending that way. You have to kind of draft a quarterback. That doesn't mean the Tua era's over, but it means it's the ending of it because you're preparing for the next phase.
Can you do Aaron Rodgers with a Brett Favre?
Can you do this again next season?
No, they got to draft a guy. First round would be hard, but they have to draft a guy earlier than 7th round with Skylar Thompson.
It's not only this, though. I mean, they set the precedent, didn't they? If Tua does get a concussion, they're going to place him on the IR. How can you properly continue an organization moving forward not knowing whether your quarterback A is going to be healthy and B, if he does go down, you're at least not going to be with him for 4 weeks every single time I mean, that's why I think really the IR question, like, was it necessary? I understand the optics of it, but was it necessary? Because, man, they set that precedent
right now.
Now you've
set the precedent. It's a great point. Like, you can't do it for this concussion. And then if he gets another one after you thought it was severe enough to put him on IR for this one, he gets another one. You've shown your hand. Now you're the worst organization in the world if you don't put him on IR.
The fourth was bad. The fifth, he's okay.
Right, yeah, you can't do that.
I did not take that into consideration with the IR thing. It took the pressure off of Tua to answer the questions, but now that precedent's been set.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yes, draft the quarterback.
So the Tua era is ending.
We got Cam Ward. We got Jalen Milroe. I don't like the little dude from Georgia. Some people like him.
Carson Beck.
I'm not a big fan. Nah, I'm not a big fan.
Canes, by the way, speaking of Cam Ward, the game this Saturday is noon. Next Saturday, the FSU game, they announced today, 7 p.m.
Yep. A couple other NFL notes. You were bringing up Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. So they did beat the Browns. That game was tough to watch. Fans were chanting, "Fire Nick" at halftime, Nick Sirianni. And after they won the game late in the fourth quarter, picked up a crucial fourth down, or first down rather, and he starts chirping at some of the fans behind the bench. They're making fun of him.
He apologized today, by the way, at his press conference. He apologized. Said he had told the team, bring the energy. He wishes he hadn't brought the energy against his own fans.
His press conference, he said, "I like when they cheer. I hate when they boo." Oh, huh, Nick? That's a
fair point.
Man, never heard that before.
The Ravens beat the Commanders, but I feel like I learned more about the Commanders in a loss than I did about the Ravens in a win. They're supposed to win that
game. They're legit. They're legit.
Jaden Daniels is good.
Special.
And the Bengals, this is a Sunday night football game. They beat the Giants, another tough game to watch, 17-7. That dropped Daniel Jones, his record on primetime, to 1-14.
Ooh.
They don't even look at him in the huddle.
Primetime games in his career already?
It's the New York football giant.
New York, yeah.
In the huddle, they turn their back. He just talks to himself and they kind of listen. Anybody else notice that? Next Giants game, watch. The offensive line has their back turned and he just comes behind him and starts yelling. I don't like it.
Yeah, but Tua has his back turned to the entire team. He just doesn't realize it. Doesn't know who he's talking to.
There's more evidence. We find everything funny.
I don't like that joke.
Oh, we can't make concussion jokes now? I mean, come on.
It's a little much, Solana. I stand against that.
Hey, fellas. That's the goalpost. Oh.
We once had Jakeem Grant being kicked into the field goal upright.
Oh, he didn't have a head injury.
And somebody on the team was bring him out in a baby Bjorn. So he would have fresh legs for kickoff return.
Can't imagine why that ESPN broadcaster got angry at us.
Marcus, man.
Marcus Spears?
Not Marcus, but not Swagoo, but is there another Marcus Spears? Or Marcus something?
Oh, Mark Spears.
Mark Spears.
Mark Spears.
You upset Mark Spears? That was before me. How dare you guys, honestly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
From one broadcaster to another. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was Mark Spears.
He was on and he was like, "Guys, I don't know what's so funny. Why are you laughing at this situation?" He just kept like telling us stop laughing, and I got mad.
Can't be worse than Chris Broussard waiting on hold while Hawk made fun of Marlon Shirley.
We were paying Broussard. It was okay.
Get that check.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm, call that.
We did. We paid it. He was a weekly paid guest.
Man. Now he's on with Big O. It's funny how that works out.
Is he?
No, but everybody else is. That we used to pay. Your accident.
Broussard and Ira were a package.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It's partly cloudy today. Pretty sunny in South Florida. I'll remind you again, expect a cold front later this week in South Florida. I say cold in air quotes, but upper 60s should be nice.
Nice front.
A nice front.
And talk about Dave and Buster's, but I got to see Pete Alonso here, 3-2, two outs.
Uh-oh.
Fouled it off.
The polar bear.
Hey, way to fight. Way to fight, Pete. That's what you yell when they foul it off.
No, we want them to strike out. The Dodgers here, plus 700.
Okay, my bad. Damn, Pete.
Dee-dee-dee.
Well, pitch clock? Come on, what's going on here? They took it off?
Yeah, where is the pitch clock? Ah, just fouling them back. Hey, make a decision, Pete.
You fight.
This is what they would call a good pitch. AB.
Make him throw you something you like. I know all the baseball yelling terms now with my son playing.
Put him down here, Banda. Oh, yeah, yay. Another foul ball. This is why nobody watches baseball. Game sucks. Selling my bet for $4. I can't watch this crap for another 5 innings.
Way to fight, Pete.
Wait for your pitch.
Wait for your pitch. Make him throw you one you like.
Yeah. Punch him out. Ooh. Yeah. Watch that one go by, polar bear. I'm still down 6-0, but they got out of the inning. Middle of the fourth.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Google, swaddle Jakeem Grant.
Hawk and Crowder.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It'll be abbreviated since we have an abbreviated show today. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. David Fiorones, this was the update from the Dolphins today. I think Solana has covered it. Tua will be back. That's the idea, at least. A couple of notes. Practice report from David Fiorones in the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins running back Devon Achan was seen at the team's Monday practice in a red non-contact jersey. Coming off the bye week, Achan is now 8 days removed from suffering his concussion in the Dolphins' win over the Patriots. Participating in the day's drills but avoiding contact insinuates Achan, who turned 23 yesterday, is in advanced stages of protocol but still not in the fifth and final phase. Safety Javon Holland. Reloaded my page. Safety Javon Holland, who left the Patriots game with a hand injury, was spotted during a media viewing portion of drills with a cast on his left hand. I think you were saying when I said that he had broken a bone in his hand. You're like, yeah, just go out there and play with a cast on.
That's what you got to do. It's a hand.
Says, let's see. His football activity may have been limited, though, beyond stretching and working out on the side of practice. An injury report was not required to be released by the team today. Obviously, I think Monday they will. Fiorones writes, players not seen during media viewing were David Long Jr., Jordan Poyer, Emmanuel Agba, and Mohamed Kamara. So there's a couple of notes from camp today. We learned the line opened at Dolphins plus 4. It was down to Dolphins plus 3.5. At the beginning of today's show.
The cast will hamper his ability to catch the ball and get interceptions, but he can still tackle. He can still cover. He can still run. It's your hand. Like, yeah, tape it up. I told you I had to play because I tore the tip of my finger off with a bowling injury and had to play a month and a half with a big club.
Well, there was
hand.
A difference, though. You were playing for Nick Saban. He's playing for Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel's got a player first thing working. Everybody gets a piece of cake.
You better have I want to win first thing going on here coming up at this record going on.
Did you see Dan Campbell yesterday gave out game balls? So he gave out one game ball to Jared Goff. He earned it, but also he had missed it the week before. And then he gave another game ball. I forget who got the second one. And then Jared Goff said Dan Campbell should get a game ball because we did this in Dallas, team you used to play for. And it was, and then I just think about the Dolphins and they win a game and this Mike McDaniel. And I always talk about him like I don't like him. I really like him. I'm so glad he got an extension. I really like him. But it's enough with giving everybody on the team a game ball. It's just enough with it. It's not special anymore. You're costing Steven Ross an arm and a leg. We had to give up Andrew Van Ginkle because you gave out all these game balls. Like, just pick a guy. Just pick a guy.
It's probably cost about $15,000 to give everybody a game ball.
That's crazy talk. Yeah. And how many wedding cakes did they buy last year? How many cakes? I mean, guys, nickel and diamond, Steven Ross to death.
I thought about you because I watched the post game with the Texans. And the Texans, D'Amico Ryan gave everybody a game ball.
He did?
He gave. And I was like, I like D'Amico.
What are we doing here? There's probably certain situations where an entire team deserves a game ball, no doubt. Certain situation. But I think Mike McDaniel does it for every single victory.
I told you, one of my entire game balls was 08 in New York. We beat Brett Favre to win the AFC East. And it was the biggest turnaround from 0-7 to 1-15 to 11-5. It was the biggest swing in wins, losses in NFL history. The whole team came together in 08 to figure out a way to get a 10-win swing. So I was comfortable with that game ball. There were some wins we had that I didn't play the best games around. I probably shouldn't have got a game ball. Hey, coach, thanks, but no thanks. Put it back on the shelf.
Even D'Amico Ryan's getting real cutesy. They beat the Patriots. Like, really? Everybody gets a game
Drake
ball?
Drake May didn't look horrible, by the way. Drake May looked pretty decent, I thought.
Yeah. He did. 20 for 33 is a nice throw. Hit sails, though. His balls sail. Watch. He's going to start throwing a lot of interceptions because I was watching the highlight. I didn't watch the game, but his balls stay in the air a long time.
Ah, so did mine.
I don't even know.
Hard Rock's offering me $10.57 for my Dodgers bet.
Take it.
Sell it. What if I told you I bet $3,000?
Take it. Take it.
Funny. Anyway, let's take a quick break. I'm going to remind everybody, WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. So if you want to donate goods, generators, yard waste bags, canned goods, you can drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. And for info on that and what they need, go to WQAM.com. Very easy. Just start on our website, WQAM.com. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will wrap things up on this Monday right after this.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Opinion is the jungle between knowledge and ignorance.
Hawk and Crowder.
Solo ding dong for the Dodgers. Cut it to 6-1.
Hey.
Let's see what the Hard Rock's offering me now.
1073.
1168. How about that?
That was a 90-cent home run.
How about that? Way to go, Max Muncy. Making me money. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Head on out to Funky Buddha tonight. Watch a little Monday Night Football or enjoy a little trivia with Dan Day. He does trivia there on Monday nights. We had an abbreviated show today because the Panthers had a matinee in Boston. And so we got on the air around 4 o'clock, a little bit after. didn't give me enough time to do everything I wanted to do today, but I do want to mention to you, Crowder, on this day in 1994, Pulp Fiction was released to theaters. 30 years old today.
One of the best movies ever created.
That's on your Mount Rushmore of favorite movies.
It's number one in life, honestly. I think that movie is just genius.
You love Pulp Fiction, Life, Avatar.
Yep.
Wonder what would be the fourth on your Mount Rushmore.
Ooh, my fourth. I didn't think about it. You hit those first three on the head.
Yeah, because you say those three all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Just genius movies. Harlem Nights is, I'm thinking I'd probably go comedy with the fourth one, but I'd have to really think about it.
Well, on this day, 1994, Pulp Fiction.
Shawshank Redemption is a hell of a movie.
That is a great movie.
That's something special about that one, too. You know what? Shawshank probably would be my fourth.
I couldn't argue that. Yeah. I couldn't argue that. There's nothing wrong with that movie, right?
Nothing at all. Just every
there's
level.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The acting, the storyline, the ups and downs, the surprises, the monologues. It's crazy.
And some celebrity birthdays today. Jared Goff, I mentioned getting the game ball. He is 30 today. Usher is 46. Heat legend PJ Brown, 55. Double nickel.
Legend, huh?
And your friend, Stephen A. Smith, is 57 years old.
Do you see him sitting next to Cam Newton and Shannon Sharp?
No.
He looks like a fourth grader.
That's funny because he's a fairly big dude.
He's tall, but his shoulders are tight. Like he's little. He's a small frame. So you're sitting next to Shannon and Cam. He looks like he's in elementary school.
Man. 57. I love him. I love Stephen A. Smith. I think he is so good at what he does.
He is. He's very talented. And I've seen the switch on and off, which is even more impressive to me. And I've seen him chilling at his house, and then it's like, okay, camera's on, let's go. Boy, y'all are...
Shohei's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. I mean, come on. Come on, Shohei. Let's go. I got money riding on this. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
He swings that bat so damn hard.
Popped out the first. Just swing a little harder.
Man, he almost falls down.
Anyway, we got to wrap things up for tonight. We are back, baby. Everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez. He's the big boss in the 305. If he is involved in a car dealership, they are flat out winning because he sells for less, period. And he pays his employees the most, period. And based on national new Hyundai sales data, Doral Hyundai has become the number one Hyundai dealer in the nation. Others talk about it, but Doral is number one. Choose from the largest selection of Hyundais in the area with over 1,300 new Hyundais in stock. They also just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral and a new Kia store in Doral to go with the Volkswagen and Acura stores. I mean, we got action. If you know Eric Nunez, you know he'll have every one of these dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami market for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. All right, that is going to do it for us this evening. Larry Bluestein is coming up next, and then you got Monday Night Football on this radio station. I mean, we got action here, too. Things are happening. I'm off tomorrow. Josh Appel will be in. So everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Root for that Dodgers comeback. Root for the Buffalo Bills in a high-scoring game for DJ. And everybody have a great and safe Monday night. And I will speak with you el miércoles.
I'll take the year of my Sue.
You need to need, you need, need. That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.